is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. The Biden administration is asking a federal court to order Texas Governor Greg Abbott to remove buoys and barbed wire placed in the Rio Grande as a deterrent to illegal crossings. CBS's Robert Legarry.
The escalation comes days after the Justice Department sent Abbott a letter threatening legal actions should the floating barriers remain in place. But in a letter to President Joe Biden on Monday, Abbott defended the legality of the buoys, writing to Mr. Biden, quote, "See you in court," and arguing he had the constitutional authority to install the barrier to combat unlawful border crossings.
The White House maintains the obstructions are leading to more drownings and making it harder to patrol the river. July is on its way to becoming the hottest month ever on Earth. CBS's Christian Benavides spoke with Ron Book, chairman of the Miami-Dade County Homeless Trust.
In Florida, a homeless organization is doing its part to make sure no one lacks water in the burning heat.
I don't remember a time where more lives were at risk than right now.
Floridians are used to hot summers, but with the feels-like temperature around 113 degrees, they say this is hard to handle.
I used to be able to be in the sun, take the heat, but like, it just feels like I'm getting burned every time that I'm out.
Former Northwestern quarterback Lloyd Yates says he's suing Northwestern University in connection with a hazing scandal. The complaint alleges Yates suffered frequent locker room harassment, unwanted physical and sexual contact, and other acts that have caused psychological trauma.
Too often, many of us have blamed ourselves for things that were beyond our control. I want protection for future players. Northwestern failed to protect us.
A female volleyball player is also suing Northwestern, saying she was retaliated against for reporting mistreatment. Lee County, Florida, needs teachers, 350 of them before the start of the school year on August 10th. School district spokesperson Rob Spinger.
Instead of a school year thing or a summer thing, it's year round for us now. Our recruitment department is busy all year, all around the country and internationally, recruiting teachers, trying to bring them to Lee County.
Fort Myers, Cape Coral, and Bonita Springs are just some of the cities in Lee County. An employee of the Obama family drowns near their summer home, CBS's Matt Piper reports.
Tafari Campbell had been a personal chef of the Obamas after the family first met him as a sous chef at the White House. When former President Obama left office, they asked Campbell to go with them, and he did. The 45-year-old was near the Obamas' home on Martha's Vineyard paddleboarding when he drowned.
The IRS says it will no longer make unannounced home and business visits. It's an effort to keep its workers safe and fight scammers who pose as IRS agents. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Todd Alba Show.
Trigby Olson, senior advisor to the project, Lincoln Project, that is, that this is authoritarianism and the early, as Matt Flynn likes to say, the little cat's feet of fascism creeping in.
And the next time I see Scott Walker tweeting about Ronald Reagan taught us, there's never been a bigger bunch of balderdash ever perpetrated on people.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
The Todd Alba Show.
I've been pretty rough on the Joint Finance Committee. I know what you're going to give bipartisan praise that they're going to raise the pay for district attorneys and public defenders. You don't get an attaboy for finally saying, we finally heard people cry uncle enough times. You either govern all the time or not once a decade when it's suddenly convenient. So,
but I think we have to at least give people hope once in a while that there is something happening in Madison that is a little bit on the good side.
The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates radio show.
Tom from Madtown. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Heard you talking about Robin Boss, so I called Robin Boss's office and said, yeah, why is DEI so dangerous? And nothing. The guy just stopped talking. I said, hello, are you there? I called him back and the phone got picked up and then they didn't say anything. You know, maybe you'll learn something if you listen to the Devil's Advocate.
The Devil's Advocates radio show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
What if I just, instead of giving out the talk of text line, just started giving up Robin Boss's number all the time? That's so it goes. 844-96-PARTY. What is it?
That's so it goes. Write it down. 608-237-9163. Call now.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
If the election was today, who would you vote for? And how much is it based on facts versus feelings? Because I just have this inkling that so many people are their feelings about the candidates and specifically about Joe Biden is just how they feel about him, which is, I think, how largely we all mostly vote, as much as we want to be rational actors.
We vote with our gut.
And so, you know, simple question that I'm sure many talk show hosts before me have asked so far this year. If the election was today, who would you vote for? 844-967-2789. And it's also, do you not know? Because that's a valid answer, too. And probably the right answer, because we're still over a year away. But, and we've touched on this a little bit before, as far as what the numbers say versus what approval ratings are. Or, and not even just of Biden, but of people's feelings about the economy, feelings about how the country's doing, and how that matches up to the actual measurements we typically use to gauge how things are going. And, you know, I think there's a lot of people on the left or independents who can say, you know, who will say like, yeah, Biden's done a pretty good job, but he's just so old, who are like not fired up about him again.
Right.
And just based on the age thing, and some gaffes and stuff like that, are kind of like, ugh, really? This guy again? And then obviously Republicans are hammering on Joe Biden's America as the land of, you know, violent crime, surging illegal immigration, out of control inflation. But the thing is, like, the actual numbers don't always support that. And I bring this up partially because I read some stuff this morning as far as what the numbers say, but I also over the weekend was up north and went to Lac du Flambeau, and then we also went over to Hayward.
Oh,
hello, Hayward.
I'm so jealous.
And checked out the Lumberjack World Championship, although we timed it a little poorly because we didn't look at the schedule, so we bought tickets. And, like, the grounds were open all day, but the actual, like, final event didn't like start until 5:30.
Oh man.
So we got to see the grounds. We got to see a axe throwing competition. We got to see some fun stuff and kind of get the vibe for what it was. But we didn't decide because it was like an hour and a half from Lac du Flambeau. So we drove back, but got to check out Hayward. Got to see from a distance the largest muskie statue in the world.
Oh.
Because they close at 4, which was very early.
In the summer?
In the summer and during the Lumberjack World Championship. I was a little surprised that they weren't still letting, because it's $10 a person. I was like, that feels like a lot of money you guys are deciding not to capitalize on.
What, the muskie needs to rest?
I don't know. But so Mike got up in like a hill and got a picture of it, because they strategically place a lot of trees, so you can't just take a picture without paying for it. But not surprisingly, in driving up to Lac des Flambeaux, driving west to Hayward, driving east back to the cabin, saw a lot of Let's Go Brandon signs.
Ah.
Saw, not surprisingly, you know, to each their own. No judgment. But nevertheless, saw a lot. Saw one one homemade sign that Mike was very excited about. We were driving. He saw there was a homemade sign, literally stopped and pulled a Yui because he wanted to go see what it said. And so it was Biden spelled out, and B was for, I just said this. Didn't I just tell you this before?
You did, and I'm drawing a complete
blank. And now B was for, I was for idiot, D was for dummy, E was for empty, N was for naive, and B was for, it wasn't bonehead. I can't remember what the B was for. If you can think of a B word for an idiot, that's what it was.
Bumbler?
Bumbler? Ah, now I can't remember. But so anyways, you know, part of the state that is very still pro-Trump, not excited about Biden. But I mentioned it because I see these numbers. I saw those signs. I kind of feel like the vibe I get in general from, you know, anyone but besides hardcore Democrats is meh on Biden. Like, it's like, I'll vote for him because it's like, again, like a not Republican. It's like, I'm not voting for the Republican.
Right.
But it's interesting because there's a lot of arguments as far as facts of why this has been a pretty good presidency. So, you know, in the first one, the violent crime, and this includes Milwaukee. I saw a headline from last week that violent crime is down in Milwaukee. Stealing cars.
That's still way up there.
Still way up there. But as far as homicides are going down, and this is a, you know, violent crime surged across the country post-pandemic, and it was a huge concern in the 2022 election. But homicides were down 9% in the first half of this year and over the same period last year. And so it's generally, though, that's generally down across the board. Illegal border crossings are down. It's dropped to the lowest level in over 2 years this past June for the first full month under Biden's new restrictive asylum rule, which makes it much harder to attain asylum. Obviously, some people, pro-immigration people, are not happy about this. There's a legal case pending that could change that, but at least for now, that policy has curbed illegal border crossings. Inflation is cooling.
And compared to the rest of the world, our inflation rate is manageable. They're dealing with double digits in many countries.
And so, you know, and we're going to get, I think the Fed this week again is going to make a decision on interest rates. I think that comes... It comes this week. I don't know which day.
Wednesday
or Thursday. And there's been a manufacturing boom across the country.
Not to mention all the bridge projects.
All the bridge projects, of course. And so there's been, like, the job growth for manufacturing. There's been 800,000 manufacturing jobs added nationwide. And so it's like you see all this and it's like... Obviously, this is the burden of the campaign to make all these connections and have it resonate with voters. But it's funny that on its face, I don't know if it is right now. What do you think? If you had an election today, who would you vote for? 844-967-2789. Or similarly, how much do you think that you use facts versus your gut instinct when it comes to voting decisions? 844-96-PARTY. What do you think, Jane?
Well, I know how I would vote.
Today?
Yes.
Would be Biden?
Yes. And again, I certainly understand the reluctance about his age. He is not a young man. And as you said, he has made some gaffes. At the same time, I think physically, for his age, he's in really good shape. Mm-hmm. And overall, I think he's all there and is actually able to put sentences together in a structure that when you read it back, it actually makes sense, as opposed to the front runner for the other party, who is not in great physical shape. And I'm sorry, but they can make as many posters of Donald Trump wearing armor, dressed like a gladiator. That isn't who he is. Sorry to be the one to point that out. I know it's harsh.
Is there anyone running, even if it's a long shot, is there anyone running on the Republican ticket that you could like hold your nose and vote for?
No.
Chris Christie, no.
Chris Christie.
Asa Hutchinson, no.
No.
Like any of the guys who are actually running counter to a Trump MAGA culture war thing?
No.
Tim Scott?
No. Chris Christie and Asa Hutchinson aren't even going to be players in this.
I know.
They're not. They're just not. And neither is Mike Pence.
Well, Mike Pence seems dead in the water.
Well,
just because, well, that's how I feel about the Ron DeSantis campaign, too, is like, it's this appeal to MAGA. It's like, I'm not Trump. Like, it's just this, like, walking this line of not really criticizing Trump because you know you need that base, but like, that base probably is never going to leave Trump. So it's like, who are you actually appealing to? Because there's probably, I would think that there's a lot of like independents and moderates who like you're still too extreme for, who are like over the culture war thing and who are not necessarily in favor of teaching middle school students, slavery had some benefits.
Yes, all
but not
the
to go down that
can,
rabbit hole.
All the things you can pick up when people are whipping you.
And
but
so
anyway.
That's kind of how I feel about like the Pence thing too. It's like, who are your voters? Like, who are you appealing to? But yeah, I would love to hear from you as far as if the election was today, who would you vote for? And how much, if you're being honest with yourself, is it off of gut instinct versus actually looking at the numbers? 844-967-2789.
We will come back with a call on the other side of this break. We have Don on the line. As Kristen said, if you want to check in, you can text and or call at 844-967-2789.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back in just a minute. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
My life, I'll feel it. I wish I'd never met you, girl. You'll never come again. Like I've never lost you, and feelings like I'll never have you again in my life. Feeling, oh, oh, feeling, oh, oh, feeling. Again in my arms, feeling, oh, 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 feeling.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago, and that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What if I just, instead of giving out the talk and text line, just started giving up Robin Boss's number all the time?
He needs to hear from us. He needs to know.
It's 844-96-PARTY. What is it?
Write it down. 608-237-9163. Call now.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Overnight, 64 degrees under partly cloudy skies and light winds. Tuesday, sunny and hot. Temperatures up to 94 degrees in the afternoon with a light southwest breeze. Tuesday night, there will be a chance of showers and thunderstorms late in the night. Temperatures dropping to 69 degrees. It's 69 at our studios.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us. Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The Justice Department has filed a lawsuit against Texas's governor. CBS's Skylar Henry.
The White House says Texas Governor Greg Abbott's decision to put floating barriers on the Rio Grande is endangering lives. The Justice Department gave Abbott until 1 p.m. Central Monday to remove floating barriers or be sued.
July could be the hottest month ever on Earth. Our Christiane Benavides reports from Miami on how animals are trying to stay cool.
In Miami, tortoises are getting cool showers. Elephants are chewing on ice. It's all happening at the zoo to keep the animals from overheating.
Northwestern University is facing multiple lawsuits, including one from Lloyd Yates, a former quarterback who alleges hazing by teammates that included locker room harassment and sexual abuse.
I want justice for all the victims of this horrific hazing.
A female volleyball player is also suing. She says she was hazed in 2021. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Because I joined last night and I'm hopeful. Wow. I'm hopeful that it is more fun than Twitter has been lately, because Twitter has not been that fun lately.
I do wish it weren't those two.
I know. It's a weird thing to be cheering for Mark Zuckerberg right now.
I'm choosing between the Joker and the Penguin. This is not a winning solution.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope I don't get into Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Econowoc. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raise the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Overnight, 64 degrees under partly cloudy skies and light winds. Tuesday, sunny and hot. Temperatures up to 94 degrees in the afternoon with a light southwest breeze. Tuesday night, there will be a chance of showers and thunderstorms late in the night. Temperatures dropping to 69 degrees. It's 69 at our studios.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.